So can you tell me your story, please?
On January 1st, I fell off my skateboard and I heard a pop in my back. And my back was sore for about a week and a half, and then I felt it was getting better. And then about a week and a half ago from now, from today, my left leg started to really feel pain, and then the bottom of my foot started to feel numb. And so I went to a chiropractor, and over a week's time that didn't help. And so Friday I went to see Dr. Adams, a sports physician, and he recommended I get an MRI, which I did. And so then I saw him today again to discuss the MRI, and he recommended SCU also.
Mm. What does he plan to do?
Well, he said there was a couple options. I think the one that he was leaning toward was surgery, taking the cyst out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he felt that the cyst was pressing on the nerve.
Mm. Can you work at all in the past 10 days?
Yeah, I've been working the whole time. Mm. I work as a custodian. I'm pretty much on my feet most of the time.
And the longer you're on your feet, the more it hurts, right?
Yeah.
Standing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he comes home, he does a lot of icing with his back.
Mm-hmm. And the pain in the left leg, is it pretty bad?
I'm taking Advil, and that seems to handle it pretty well. But when the Advil starts to wear off, then I do notice it's still there pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the numb foot, it kind of, in the morning it's like 20% numb, and then by the afternoon it's about 50%. So it just doesn't seem to be going away.
You notice any weakness?
Oh yeah. I had me walk on my toes. I can't walk on my toes on my left foot very easily. Which he associated also with the nerve being
damaged.
Yeah, pressed on, yeah.
Are you healthy otherwise?
Yeah.
You don't smoke, you don't drink?
No.
No allergy to medication?
Just aspirin kind of gives me nausea.
Mm. How bad is this pain, if your pain is the worst?
Well, with Advil, it's probably a 3. In the beginning I wasn't taking Advil, it was a 7-8 range.
Mm. Are you limping when you walk or limping?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen your MRI?
Yeah.
You said you saw
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. No surgery in the past? Healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you work for?
Valley School District.
So you work for many school building? And
I work in the main administration building, just one building.
Oh, okay.
The office.
Mm.
Also the security work.
Yeah.
The evening.
Oh, okay. You have children?
I have one child.
Okay. And how many?
19.
Boy, girl?
Boy.
High school now? Oh no.
He's out of high school now.
Oh yeah, 19, I'm sorry, 19. Yeah. The college now.
He's out of high school, he's out of college.
Yeah. Not yet, okay.
He's doing job corps.
Oh, okay. Mm. Can you show me how you walk, please?
Okay.
Can show me how you walk on your toes. Weak on that side.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, sit down, take off your shoes, please. You notice the difference here?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sharp or down?
Sharp.
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 Yeah.
Sharp.
Yeah.
So the numbness is not complete, it's just
right.
Partial numbness.
Right.
Okay, bend your ankle up like that.
My ankle?
Yeah. This is my hand.
Okay.
Push down. How about this one? And go up. Push down. Oh yeah, this is strong. Much
mm-hmm.
stronger than the other side.
Yeah.
Mm. I think as you know, the MRI showed that you have severe nerve impingement at L5 is 1.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the disc rupture, there's a disc, piece of disc that broke off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in part of that disc there's some kind of fluid in there. And the nerve gets very jammed by the piece of disc, and you have evidence of nerve damage,
mm-hmm.
numbness and weakness, loss of reflex. You have two choices. Number one, the first choice is kind of gamble. Wait and see. Try physical therapy, injection, resting, and see that disc will shrink or not. It may or it may not.
Mm-hmm.
If it shrinks, we don't know how long it's going to take to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how long, maybe 3 months, 6 months. And not only that, by that time, we don't know how much nerve damage will be done to you.
Mm-hmm.
So all it's a gamble. We don't know the future.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel better 6 months from now. The symptom may come back a little bit. You may have more strength a little bit, or you may end up having this deficit. Or 6 months from now, you still have the same problem and end up having surgery anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a gamble. There's no guarantee. Another choice is to go in and clean up that area soon to get rid of the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Logically, the sooner you get rid of the pressure, the higher chance that the nerve will come back, the function will come back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee, but definitely higher chance that the nerve will return,
mm-hmm.
the function will return, and you can get maybe 80%, 90%, 100% back. And sometimes it takes even 2 years for all the nerve function to come back after the decompression or the pressure is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it depends on what you want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We just give you options, and I think Dr. Adams said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Either you try physical therapy, injection,
steroid,
mm-hmm. all this stuff, but there's no guarantee that this is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
If the disc stays like that, another few months, they're going to keep mucking you
mm-hmm.
and cause more nerve damage. So the surgery is not a big surgery, it's microscopic surgery, small incision.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the muscle off, get in there, clean up, take about an hour. You stay home, stay in the hospital maybe overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Go home, take it easy. Definitely you should stay home for the first 10 to 14 days,
mm-hmm.
kind of lay low.
Mm-hmm.
And after that you can get out, but do only light duty job for at least 6 weeks. Or 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and no lifting, no pushing. Just take it easy.
Mm.
And even now, you should take it easy because it can rupture even more.
Mm.
If you go out, do a lot of stuff,
mm-hmm.
it can break out more. Then I believe that something happened on January 1st, but it's small.
Mm-hmm.
But 10 days ago,
mm.
that this rupture more,
yeah.
and it got worse.
Mm-hmm.
Did he mention about take off you off from work?
Mm-hmm. It was one of my questions. Yeah, how long is it? Impact my work.
After surgery or without surgery?
Oh, after surgery.
Yes. So you can you go back to do light duty, like just paperwork and or they don't? Do you have sick leave?
No, they typically, I have sick leave, yeah. So it shouldn't be a problem, but they always tell me that there's no such thing as light duty.
Okay. Then I would say to be on the safe side, 6 weeks before you go back to work. Full time. At least, sometime longer.
If he took the option of not doing the surgery, how long would he have to not?
Unpredictable. Depends on how he progresses. You know, if he get worse, then you have to hurry to do surgery. It depends on, like, you know. For example, if this is the graph, the pain a few days ago, maybe pain here, and you come down to here now, and if in the next 2 months you keep getting better, and we don't know if you're going to come to zero or not, so then he has a higher chance to go back to work. But if it's like,
unpredictable.
You're saying he should not be working now, is what you're saying.
I mean, I will not stop him, but there is a risk, because if he go bend over, pick up something, and bam again.
Yeah.
I have seen people who have permanent nerve damage that have permanent weakness and numbness, and not only chronic pain that never resolve even after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that, those people. Rare, but it happened. So
do you do this surgery
yourself? Yeah, I do this surgery.
With Adams, or is he involved?
Dr. Adams will help me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many have you done before? What? Hundreds? Or?
10,000.
Okay, this is fairly common.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I operate about 400 cases a year and been neurosurgeon for a long time.
Yeah. But we have a lot of respect for Adams, and he suggested this, so. I'm just curious.
So it depends on how you want to.
Well, my feeling is someone rather take care of it. As much as I hate surgery. So, I hate having a numb foot, but more than. And a potentially worse situation in my back.
The risk of the operation is very small. Like infection or more nerve damage or whatever is small, very small under my hand, because I'm having a lot of this. And this is not a big operation. So I think surgery nowadays, with the technology, the medication, anesthesia, the risk is so small. I think the chance of doing well is better with surgery than sitting around and doing to me. The chance, you look at the probability,
two options,
I think you fix it, in 6 weeks you feel, I mean right away after you wake up, the numbness may improve already, the pain all gone, you don't need to, the only surgical pain a little bit, just a small cut, and then you go on the road to recovery right away. But without surgery, very unpredictable, very scary, you may get worse, you may stay like this for another 6 months, and so it's very unpredictable.
So if we do surgery, what's the next step?
We need to find a time to do it,
get
it done, and hopefully we can do it soon, sometime next week or
something.
I need to talk to the boss out there.
The scheduling boss.
Where do you do it, at Evergreen or at Overlake?
It depends on what day of the week. I need to look at the schedule, and if I need to do for you an extra day, for example, like what kind of insurance you have? Blue Cross? So I need to talk to Sue to see what I can do. But Blue Cross, I think they don't need to get authorization, much, I think, easier. Because then, if it's some company like Nightmare, you have to call for to get authorization, sometimes take a week. I think Blue Cross is pretty...
How about second opinion? Does he have to go to some other doctor?
I think any doctor in town is going to say the same thing. Either you choose conservative treatment, injection...
I'm wondering if Blue Cross requires it.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
This is almost second opinion because he's in between.
I was thinking that too, because Adams, he saw
Dr. Adams said something about if we do surgery, he said Tuesday. Does that mean he does surgeries on Tuesday?
No. He... I think he just threw the idea. It means soon. That's what he means. Yeah, soon, next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
He doesn't know my schedule, so it depends on my schedule.
Right.
He will have to follow my schedule.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as skateboarding?
He likes skateboarding.
Yeah, it's his
42.
He's a very passionate skateboarder.
I'm not 42.
41, excuse me.
You have too many kids. he's an avid skateboarder.
So. And what would it be like after this? Does he have to quit doing that, or?
He cannot do that at least for at least 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I will not stop you from doing it, but definitely you certain activities will increase the risk of back injury, like snow ski. You know, motorcycle or skateboarding, you have higher risk than people who don't play. So you can injure yourself again. Either that the same area or the other areas in your back. So you just have the risk that you have. In other words, you enjoy, but
you
pay the price of having problems.
Do you recommend wearing a back support?
During the...
when I skate?
I think you should wear a back support even at work from now on. To protect yourself. So skateboarding, the same thing, you should wear it, just to protect yourself from twisting too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, I have to admit that this is all mentality issue, perspective.
It's a what mentality?
Perspective issue of life, perspective of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, one of my neurosurgeon friends here, he loved motorcycle. Not only motorcycle, he loved racing motorcycle, and he is 55, mm-hmm. and he broke clavicle 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
But he still say, I don't care, I want to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. For me, I have different perspective. I want to keep my life healthy. When I get retired at 65, I will enjoy traveling and enjoy helping people. I don't want to be limping and have taking pain medication. So people think different way. Mm-hmm. People want to enjoy now, mm-hmm. or people enjoy later on.
So you don't motorcycle
anything? No, I don't leave it risky. Because maybe because I've seen so many of these in my office, sitting here with ski accident, you know, car accident, I've seen so many of them, and then my heart kind of feel very, I know what's going to happen if the accident happens. So I may be too scared.
Because
I've seen so many patients.
Yeah.
I mean, most patients do well, don't get me wrong, but when people get bad, that they have chronic pain and they live terrible life, you know, it's bad. And I cannot help them either because they're stuck with that chronic pain.
Hmm.
So it depends on you view your life, but what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to quit walking.
I can skate even if I can walk.
I don't see you quit skating.
I know,
65, I can see you skateboarding. On a trip.
So he must be expert.
Oh yeah.
Very
yeah.
good, huh?
He's
yes,
very
exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
He's slowing down a little bit, but he's still good.
And you're 19 years old too? That's the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He's catching it.
Mm. Wow. I think better than motorcycle, for sure.
I think so.
Oh, but it's, I don't know, my brain is crazy.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous. It's faster. And
that's
not
right.
Break your neck and everything.
You go so much higher.
Yeah, this much higher than skateboarding. So.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. Just we have to find time. I need to talk to Sue. We go out and talk to her I think the first question is Blue Cross easy to do? Do we need to get authorization? After that, we're going to look at the timing, the date. Yeah.
So, okay.
Go from there.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's good.
Any other questions?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. No.